We continue to work with the Egyptian interim government as well as the Egyptian military. Yes, we are concerned about our people, Americans, all Americans in Egypt. We have serious interests in Egypt and that part of the world. This is a very complicated problem.
That was Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. Egypt is problematic, and now the aid is iced. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This just happened a few hours ago. It's true. What it means for the United States, all this chaos, is we're not stroking the big check, that $1.5 billion. They're not getting it. It's officially on hold. Temporarily, it stays. And we do not give the money to Egypt. So we bowed out on a joint military exercise. We're not supposedly sending Apache helicopters. And we're not donating to the cause of Egypt, which means that the government is not being recognized. And this was a push from the Republicans and the Democrats. Finally, the White House responds. They suspend the aid that we give every year to Egypt until the country is in some stable form. There was this whole argument over the word coup. Mohamed Morsi from the Muslim Brotherhood was the president. He was overthrown. That's a coup. Look it up. The definition is quite clear. Although the White House was so careful, tiptoeing all around that word, and now they have not said it was a coup. They haven't said anything of the such, except for that temporarily they are withholding the bucks to Egypt. Bravo. I have to say, this is exactly what should have happened. Of course, we're renewing every aspect, as Hagel says, of our relationship with them. Then saying, you know, our ability to influence the outcome in Egypt is limited. Our ability to influence a lot of the outcomes on the world stage is getting more and more limited. One of the things he said earlier in the day is we're in a tough position. We're in that cycle of revenge. No kidding. But we knew this. Anytime we enter into anything in the Middle East, all wars, all conversations, all arguments are religious because there's such opposing factions and thousands of years of history. The problem gets wider. It doesn't shrink. Al-Qaeda is seizing on images of dead protesters. They're spreading the idea that they're victims, victims, victims. And Egypt should abandon any try at democracy in favor of doing Islamic law. Now, wonder why they like the idea of the Muslim Brotherhood. But the Muslim Brotherhood is not in play. There's never, ever going to be peace in the Middle East. I'm a glasses half full person, but this glass is drained. It's just not there. They're Old Testament. It's Old Testament. There's no new creeping in. And it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So Egypt, because some people get confused about this, is not an extension of the United States in the first place. It is its own country. They will have to sort it out and decide, and we are done. We're done. We cannot play around with what's happening in the quicksand over there. Can't do it. So Egypt does not produce oil. But here is the tricky thing. Egypt controls the Suez Canal. Most of Europe's oil imports come through the canal. So there could be a disruption to that. And then the global oil prices fluctuate as a result. So good decision. You might disagree. Do you think we should pump money into the Egyptian military? What was the right play? And did we do the right thing? We just couldn't let it get any closer. And we couldn't do it. I think that this had to happen a while ago, so at least it happened now. Smart. Smart to make the move now. All that foreign aid that's been locked up, that military aid, let's spend it here. Let's spend it in your backyard and mine. Let's use it domestically. Let's use it domestically to help us with our bridges that are crumbling and our infrastructure, something. Doing it right away, not waiting, not paper trailing this out all over the place, making something happen, making it happen. Hey, speaking of making it happen, coming up at the bottom of the hour, well, actually not coming up at the bottom of the hour, coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk to Dr. Wendy Rice. She's an expert on ADHD, which is so prevalent now. I mean, they're trying to spot it in babies, because for kids, we see that half of them are on some kind of medication to keep their focus. And I hate to see that. So what can we do to retrain our memories, to sharpen our memories? They call it executive functioning. The whole memory thing where you have lists and things you forget. How many of you need to sharpen your executive memory? You will really enjoy Wendy Rice, because she has a brain train game that should do exactly that. Retrain, refocus that brain. Help you, instead of where you're stumbling around the dark, help you grab on to what you need to keep. You know, and she goes after something, and she'll do it in the interview, she goes after something that I go after all the time, that I think in these schools, the kids, if you don't fall in that curve where you're taking the test and getting the A's and the B's and you test well and you don't move around, you know, little boys moving around, well, they cut PE. I think that's such a big mistake. So many schools dumping gym. I think the kids need gym. They need a break in a long day. It has to help your mind bounce back. Doesn't that happen to you? If you just take a walk around the block, if whatever. Especially with more and more people working from home, you cannot, it's just like you if you were anywhere, you cannot pound it. You have to take breaks. And she talks about that. She talks about kids and working with kids and also working with adults, though, too, as well, to try to get into those spaces and unlock what's on that executive functioning part. To remember the things you had to do, to remember about the train and the appointments and whatever, so you don't back yourself into a crazy, crazy corner because of ADHD. And I have to say, of all the doctors we've had on, I'm pretty interested in the type of treatment that she's talking about. I think could be very, very effective on older people, but also on children as well. Dr. Rice coming up next. See, I remembered it. So, if you have trouble remembering, you'll be able to relate to her. Hang through here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually, you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Dog or dogs is Dr. Wendy Rice, who's a psychologist who believes that the special therapy program she uses called Brain Train can change the neuro network in a child's mind. Dr. Rice, thanks for popping on America Tonight.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, first of all, what got you on this train to coming up with this idea of what you could do? Because you were seeing a lot of kids with this. You were treating this?
Yeah.
What was the reason?
I was doing a lot of evaluations, and I was diagnosing kids with ADD or ADHD or learning problems or short-term memory problems. And I would say to the ADD or ADHD folks, well, you can try medication and we can try some behavior management. And to the people who have memory problems, I just said, well, we can use flashcards, you know, and use some traditional approaches to help you learn new information. But I felt at a loss because I'm not a psychiatrist. They don't prescribe medication. Medication isn't right for everybody. And I just knew there had to be more out there. So I was doing some advanced training in neuropsychology, and I learned about this particular software that kind of comes out of the rehab, like the stroke rehab and the brain injury rehab people. And what we know is that we can kind of retrain our brains if we send our brains to a mental gym.
All right. So retraining our brains, what is it that works so well with the brain train? What is it that you tapped into the video game that's really caught fire?
Well, the games start out pretty easy. Do you remember, I'm going to date myself, but there's a game called Simon where you would push the colored buttons and then you would it would light up colored buttons and then you'd have to push it in the same order or in the reverse order?
Sure.
Okay. So that's a memory game that is used in the brain train software, because what we're trying to do is stimulate the neural networks that we need to take notes in school, to pay attention in a meeting, to have impulse control, to not blurt things out, to be able to sustain attention over a certain amount of time, to be able to do some boring, mundane tasks. And what we do is we exercise these areas of the brain over and over and over again, and it gets systematically a little tiny bit harder each time you pass a level. And it's kind of like going to the gym and doing reps and little by little increasing your weight or increasing the incline. And over time, we know that the brain is pretty plastic and it can create new connections, and we can strengthen the areas of attention and self-control and memory. And we also find that the people who do our software process information more quickly, so they can do busy work a little bit faster, which is useful.
Yeah. Does this, would this work with, too, when you're talking about this, when, you know, changing the system in a child's mind? What about adults that find themselves in this situation? Because how many people were never diagnosed, then they're re-diagnosed, then it comes up? Is there something an adult can do? Can they use the brain train?
This is not specifically geared toward kids. There are levels that are geared toward little kids, teenagers, and adults. And this is powerful software for people of all ages, including seniors. And it can be done remotely, and it lives on the cloud, and you can do it just with some, you know, some telephone coaching. And it's remarkable. And there have been studies with people who have mild cognitive decline, is kind of what we call what happens to the brains of older people if they're not developing Alzheimer's or dementia. But there's a little bit of this decline that happens naturally. So this program is actually great for people of all ages, and you don't need a diagnosis to use it. They also use it for peak performance. So I have some non-learning disabled or ADHD high school juniors who take it, and then they work much more quickly on their SATs and ACTs, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, that is great news. So the reactions, it seems as though the reaction's been pretty positive. What do your colleagues say?
You know, it's effortful. It's a big cost to money, and you have to put in the time. So there are people who really believe in it, but it comes under the heading of an alternative treatment.
Yeah.
So there are going to be people who are skeptical. I do pre-testing and post-testing, and I don't use the program itself to measure progress. I use totally separate instruments. So I can stand on my own 2 feet and tell you that I have seen statistically significant changes in attention, self-control, working memory, and how quickly people can process stuff over the course of doing about 20 hours of training. So I feel like I can hang my hat on that, my own personal research, not just the research that's been done out in the big world.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dr. Wendy Rice, who's a psychologist who has a really interesting video game called Brain Train, actually a technique, too, as well, things that go along with it we're talking about here, that can permanently change the neuro network in a child's mind and help others as well who maybe find themselves in this situation. I would imagine what's rewarding for you is to see the results, because that's the idea. You come up with it, then you start to, people get involved or somebody wants it, and then you start to work with them. Have you found some great results? Like you said, this is what you can hang your hat on.
Yeah, I guess maybe three years ago, one of the most exciting things was an entering ninth grader. So a boy who was about to enter high school, smart kid, but never wrote in his planner and was really disorganized, and did brain train over the summer. Well, actually, it's a new program now. It's called Mind Power Builder, but it's still from a company called Brain Train. And he starts in ninth grade, where he wasn't really terribly interested in going in the first place. Turns out he used his planner every day, was getting great grades, and really the only variable that changed in his life was doing brain train. Because one of the cool things is if you train attention and working memory, there's something called executive functioning, which is what the front of your brain is in charge of, planning and remembering what you have to do and staying organized and all of that. That comes together when you normalize your attention and working memory systems. So that was just really amazing. And I've had just a lot of kids who, when they get into it and they really can challenge themselves, and, you know, we do a lot of coaching along with it, which is stick with it, you can outsmart the computer, a lot of positive messages, you know, paying attention wins the game, and, you know, we tend to make sure that we're feeding positive self-talk to kids in a good way, because we want them to encourage themselves and to internalize the positive messages. So that works great. And for kids, to help with motivation, they earn points for playing the games well, for answering correctly, and for working quickly. And so the kids work toward $10 gift cards to the store of their choice. So that helps a little bit with getting the kids to buy in.
There you go.
And they love that. So I've been to every store in the mall because I usually say, okay, what do you want to work for? So we do a little shopping. And then we have a store, all sorts of goodies for them. And the other thing that's cool is the kids are learning to save, because after the first couple of days of buying, quote unquote, buying little stuff from our store, they're ready to start saving, which is great because we want to teach them to delay gratification and think ahead. So there's a ton of life lessons that come out of this.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, what is the goal? I mean, obviously, you're a professional, and it's treating your clients and getting the word out and all that kind of stuff. But, if you could dream really big for this, what would be your goal for it?
My goal would be for people to know that this is something that they can do after getting diagnosed, either with meds or without meds, in addition to. And my goal would be for everybody to give this a go and to see if it's useful for them, because you can normalize some of this stuff to some degree, or at least improve it so it doesn't get in the way. So my dream is just that people with attention, memory, processing speed, and impulsivity know that there's things out there within their grasp that they can do. And it's not that hard, and it's not that expensive, and it's not that time consuming. And there's really no negative. So yeah. My dream would just be for more people to know that there are options.
How do you think with the technology that we have going on now that you're going to see this more and more? Because it just seems like it's so widespread.
That we're going to see more ADD and ADHD diagnoses?
Yeah.
We already are, because we are asking younger and younger kids to sit at their desks for longer and longer periods of time and to perform academic tasks they may or may not be ready for, that they're not neurologically mature enough to grasp. And I think that we're going to see, and we continue to take away PE, which is the hardest thing for kids who have to get up and move around and make their brains work. We know that exercise is the key. So unfortunately, I think we're going to see more and more diagnoses. Will it be true ADD or ADHD? I can't say.
Well, good luck.
We're asking something hard of our kids.
Yeah, good luck with it. It's so interesting. Dr. Wendy Rice, and again, you can go to the website, ricepsychologygroup.com. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks so much for talking. Have a good night.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Edition of We Can Count. How about this one? The cuts denying preschoolers have now hit 57,000 kids. Who knew? And we're talking about funding, of course. The Administration for Children and Families announced on Monday that that many fewer kids will begin Head Start preschool programs. And 5,900 plus fewer toddlers enter early Head Start programs. That's because of the $85 billion in federal cuts. That's part of this whole sequester thing. I think some of the places that were hit hard included Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, because they had a lot of preschoolers and whatnot that were hit by this. In Merced County in California, same thing. They had to chop off some of the children that they normally would have been able to take in. So in the final analysis, numbers-wise, on children cut from programs, just a little better than what they said back in February. So they predict 70,000 kids would be cut. So that's in part in an effort to protect the kids that are already involved in it. About 1.3 million days of school were trimmed down from programs, and that's the correct number, 1.3 million days. That's what they had to do. So it's interesting because they've tried to wrap this into other things and look for other ways to be able to make up for, you know, being forced to cut Head Start, which in some cases was a great bump for some kids. And in other cases, there were some people that said it was abuse of the system. So I think it depends on your perspective and also where we're talking about. 25 soldiers killed in the Sinai ambush. this story is was kind of a wild story from earlier in the day, and this is all that we see happening in Egypt, but this was in Cairo. So the Egyptian security forces, rather, arrested Mohammed Badi, who is the spiritual leader at an apartment in Cairo, and he's accused of inciting violence, and his detention was one day after 25 soldiers were killed in that ambush I mentioned, and the one-time ruler, Hosni Mubarak, won acquittal on a corruption charge. So suspected soldiers with rocket-propelled grenades struck two buses carrying the security troops and killed the soldiers on the border between Egypt and Gaza. And it's, you know, nothing but bad news that keeps coming out of Egypt. The one big piece of news that now has happened is the United States, as far as aid is concerned, will not be sending $1.5 billion to Egypt, not while all this chaos is going on. Stopping short of saying it was a coup that overthrew Mohamed Morsi, who was the president of Egypt, they have made an announcement out of Washington that temporarily they are freezing the funding that normally would be given to Egypt's military. So that's not happening. Sad story about the star of Jet Jackson. He was found dead of an apparent suicide in Los Angeles. And whenever this kind of thing happens, people say, oh, I had no idea. He seemed so happy. And Lee Thompson Young was his name, 29 years old. And he started with the whole Disney thing, the famous Jet Jackson. It was a television series. And he had been acting on a TNT show called Rizzoli and Isles. He was playing a detective on that show. They found him at 8 o'clock in the morning on Monday. And the crew there stopped working. They said they were devastated by the news that people really enjoyed him on the sets and whatnot. And he's somebody who kept getting reoccurring roles on lots of different shows, including Scrubs and Friday Night Lights, The Hills Have Eyes. He had a lot of acting credits, and then it had this steady work. So it was surprising to, as often we hear, the people around him had no clue that he was grappling with something. A 50-year-old California woman makes the weekend count totals this time around. She disappeared, and they say she's missing for more than a week, telling her teenager she was heading to a drugstore, and she was found dead. This happened in Oakland, and the Alameda County Coroner's Office there identified her, so they were able to put two and two together. Her name is Sandra Koch. She was an investigator, which is so strange, in the Federal Public Defender's Office in Sacramento, and just reported her missing in the beginning of August. And again, baffled by this with no reasons for what could have possibly happened. That she had gone to this drugstore. She was going to meet someone she thought had information about her missing dog. Her 15-year-old daughter called her mother's friend hours later when her mother hadn't returned home. They found her Mini Cooper in a parking lot the next day. They announced a $100,000 reward for information leading to anything that would lead to her. And they were canvassing all over the place, and they say the grief is just unbelievable from the family. They are absolutely stunned by what's happened here, that she was somebody who helped as many people as she could in her professional career, and there just seemed to be absolutely no reason that they could piece anything together that made sense other than some kind of random deal, a meeting about the dog, whatever, and just completely blown away by the sad news of what had happened, hoping instead they would find her. You know, it's always bad news, and we hear this too often when somebody goes to meet somebody, or it's like this when people hook up on Craigslist to go and look at something. I'm not saying it's all Craigslist, because there are plenty of people that do business and it's fine. But what happens often in meeting strangers, you have no idea what the setup is, and that's their fear, that they had no idea, you know, who she was meeting, just, I'm going to meet someone about the dog, and that was it. Sad news about the German visitor who was bitten by a shark on life support now. A Maui hospital has released this, saying that the German woman who lost her arm in the shark attack last week is on life support. They say that Jana Luderop is in very, very critical condition. She was snorkeling 50 to 100 yards off of Pailuea Beach in Makena when the shark bit off her arm. And the thought is, they don't feel as though they're going to be able to save her, sadly, because initially it seemed as though her arm was bit off and they were able to cleanly amputate the arm. But obviously with the bleeding and everything else that happened, it was far worse than initially thought. Bo Biden, the Delaware Attorney General, who happens to be the son of Vice President Joe Biden, is undergoing a bunch of medical tests he did in Texas after he was hospitalized last week for weakness and disorientation. The younger Biden suffered a mild stroke in 2010 and started to feel those symptoms again, so they thought it would be better to get him into the hospital and start to run the tests. Here we go again with big numbers, sadly, of this $10,000 gallon exploding a tank at a Pennsylvania plant. It's lucky, and I guess luck isn't the right word here, but there is something to the fact that there weren't more people who had been involved in this, but it was a fuel tank, an oil tank that exploded at this industrial park, and it flew across a road. It killed a worker who was welding nearby. The firefighters who responded to that say the tank spilled 7,500 gallons of fuel and flooded a dike encircling the area. They say the spill has been contained. It wasn't easy to contain it, but they say it happened on Monday, and it took them by surprise, of course. In Mercer County, that park is a kind of a remote area of 6,000 people, 80 miles, to give you an idea, northeast of Pittsburgh, pretty close to the Ohio line. Some of you listening to me know where Greenville, Pennsylvania is. And so they responded as fast as they could. The welder just simply had no choice. He was at the wrong place when that happened, and they couldn't get to him quickly enough to try to do what they could. I mean, he was instantly killed, so there was no trying to save him. Unfortunately, when the tank exploded, he was right there welding in the midst of all of that, and it was just a little bit too late. Big news on U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. He said he's going to renounce his Canadian citizenship. What? The Texas Republican and Tea Party favorite, without a doubt, said that the Dallas Morning News did a story on him, and he said he didn't realize that he had a Canadian citizenship. He does hold dual citizenship, so he released his birth certificate and all of that and said that he's renouncing it and just an American citizen, that he grew up here, that he spent his life here, and that's what he is. Part of this, I think, is because he may want to run for president one day. So he supplied copies of his birth certificate and explained the story that his father was an engineer, that his mother and father went to Canada as part of the energy boom, but most of his life was spent in Houston, Texas. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
One of the most famous people on TV, to an iconic rock star, to a bunch of actors and actresses. Who doesn't want to celebrate another day of walking around on the face of the earth? We got birthdays for you by popular demand.
I need birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
This. Al Roker is celebrating a birthday. How old do you think Al Roker is? He overslept a couple of weeks ago. That might be a hint. He's starting to climb up a little bit. 58 years old for Al Roker. Doing double duty. Has a show on the Weather Channel and, of course, NBC. He's been on the NBC Today Show since 1996. All right, admit it. How many of you are about civil liberties and you love Ron Paul? You know Ron Paul is 77 years old. He ran for president 3 times. He's very, very popular when he was in the House of Representatives. And now his son, Rand Paul, takes up the mantle as a senator from Kentucky. Isaac Hayes. I can't even do his voice. He's no longer with us, but if he were alive, he would be celebrating a birthday. Isaac Hayes passed away in 2008. Rip, brother. He wrote the music, if you remember, to Shaft, which was really good stuff, if you think about it. Still holds up. Robert Plant, 64 years old. He's the singer and songwriter of Led Zeppelin, the group. He was rated, I love that, he was rated number one lead singer of all time by Rolling Stone magazine in 2011. Amy Adams, Catch Me If You Can, The Master, Enchanted, she's been in a ton of movies. 38 years old, how about that? Andrew Garfield, you know that name? Maybe not. The new Spider-Man, he turns 29. Demi Lovato on that young age. Actor, singer. She was in a movie with the Jonas Brothers. Yeah. Singing to lots and lots of young people in those teen magazines. You have any grandchildren? They probably know who Demi Lovato is. I interviewed this guy once, and I swear he looked up the entire time. There's no better master of spin than 81-year-old Don King, boxing promoter, known for his crazy antics and working with Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson. Remember Connie Chung, TV journalist, interviewer, married to Maury Povich, worked for NBC, CBS, and CNN, 66 years old. I wonder what Connie Chung is doing. She's one of those people that you thought she will never retire from the business. And rounding things out, a couple of quick ones for you. Joan Allen, remember her? She was in Nixon. She played Pat Nixon. She's on The Crucible. She's in a whole bunch of movies, Joan Allen. 56 years old. Todd Helton, ran out of the bases, 39 years old. Rocky infielder, five-time All-Star, and always has a really high slugging percentage. So that's it. I'll give you one more. I'll give you one more athlete. Blake DeWitt, 27, played for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. How about that? I think that's it. I mean, there's so many. There's your birthdays for the day. If you're celebrating a birthday, well, happy birthday to you. August is a great time to celebrate a birthday because you could be going back to school, but back in the day, you weren't going back to school until after Labor Day. However, you're not competing with any holiday. You're not competing with Christmases, the Easters, any of that kind of stuff. So you own that day. Whatever day it is in August, you own it. You may be one of the only people in the office. You understand what I'm saying, right? I want to throw in a couple of quick news you can abuse hits because we got to lighten the load. Such heavy stuff we're always talking about. Got to have a little fun here on America tonight. For goodness sake, probably you all have one eye open at this point, or maybe some of you are cruising home from work, and I hope you're locked and loaded here on America tonight. In Chicago, you know what they've done, which is O'Hare is one of the busiest airports. What's happened is they have now, and this is kind of a follow-up, they have wild burros, they've got llamas, they've got sheep, and they've got goats. They have them out there on the, you'll see them, if you fly into O'Hare. What the deal is they got to eat grass on parts of the airport where lawnmowers can't or shouldn't go to. They're calling it, I love this, Project Herd. It's an initiative that's carried out by the airport. It's really an environmental one. So it keeps the grass growing at bay, and they get rid of the other things that are out there, the birds. There's always the concern about the geese and geese getting into the engines and all that stuff. So this way, because this happens a lot in New York, the llamas and the burros scare coyotes away. And in the case of the burros, they simply, which is creepy, the burros stomp coyotes to death. So sometimes it's like roadkill. They're finding those coyotes out there, out by the runways. Wow. That's crazy. How often do you see a dog fly all the way up into a tree? The answer is, I can't say I've ever seen it. I've seen a dog put his paws up and go a little bit into a tree, but not go all the way up into a tree. That happened in Davenport, Iowa. Yep. The dog was named Laddie, and the dog was out on a limb. 7-year-old border collie, which they are, have hyper in their blood, was missing for 2 days. When they finally found the dog, it was 2 blocks from home, stuck in a tree. So what happened was the guy who owned that tree was working in the yard, he heard a dog whining. So he tracked the sound. He found the dog 10 feet high in a tree. He was probably, I think he was chasing a squirrel. And he just didn't even think about it. He got caught in the tree. Which is crazy. Like I said, I've never seen a dog in a tree. Try to go up the side of a tree, sure, but never all 10 feet high. Uh-uh. So this dog was lost in his thoughts. He was not thinking, I can't go up a tree. I can't, how do I come down? I'll get stuck. None of that. None of it. I love this story. You got two youngsters, two siblings, actually, that saved a baby from drowning in an apartment pool. This happened in Topeka, Kansas. Six-year-old Crystal Canula and her 11-year-old brother, Jonas, rushed to a pool Monday night after their mother spotted a two-year-old struggling in the pool. She was looking out of a second-floor window, asked her kids to help since she wasn't a strong swimmer. So the girl, the six-year-old, jumped into the pool to rescue the baby. The boy waited to pull the kid from the water. The toddler had wandered out of the apartment before making her way into the pool and fell into the pool ultimately. How wild is that? I love that the six-year-old jumps into the water. The 11-year-old stays on the side. Just hand her to me. Get her over to me. It's wild. How about that? That is great thinking. Great thinking. How would you like to have to vote on this? How would you like to have to vote between artificial turf, scoreboard, all that kind of stuff, making big decisions? When the Houston Astrodome first opened up, it was considered to be the eighth wonder of the world when it was opened back up in the 1960s. But now the Astrodome is a big question mark. Harris County commissioners have approved placing a measure on the November 5th ballot that's going to ask the voters to decide on $217 million in bonds. The money would go to pay for a plan to turn the stadium into a convention center and exhibition space, too, when they're not using it. The iconic Astrodome has fallen into terrible disrepair since it was deemed unfit for people, for occupancy, 4 years ago. Oh, my, how times have changed. If you let things decay, they certainly do. If you want to contact the show or you want to hook up with us on Twitter or Facebook, you can do that by going to americatonight.net.
Body Armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.